Geraldo Lorenzi Filho directs the sleep lab at the University of São Paulo. He sees a lot of people who come in complaining about their snoring. Usually, he says, they're sent to him by a sleepy spouse.
Snoring is a symptom that is related by somebody else. So if you sleep alone, you don't snore, by definition.
Dr. Lorenzi says snoring occurs when the muscles of the upper airway relax during sleep. As they collapse, the airway becomes blocked and the person temporarily stops breathing. It's called sleep apnea. The snore is the sound of the airway being forced open again. Lorenzi says a speech therapist friend noticed that some patients had less snoring when they did mouth exercises involving the tongue and upper airway. So together, they studied patients who were doing daily oral exercises.
They should do 30 minutes a day, but it doesn't have to be exactly 30 minutes in one time. They could do exercise when they're driving in a traffic jam. A lot of our patients were doing this exercise when they were usually in the car.
For example, one tongue exercise involves using suction to flatten the tongue against the top of the mouth. Lorenzi says the patients doing the exercises had dramatic results.
And after 3 months, there was a quite significant reduction of the sleep apnea symptoms and decreasing the number of respiratory events, meaning apneas, by around 40%.
Usually, apnea patients are told there's nothing they can do to change their own physiology. These patients frequently end up wearing a pressurized mask in order to sleep soundly. But Lorenzi says these results could lead to a paradigm shift for sleep researchers.
These upper airway muscles are not necessarily weak. So the concept here, and this is a new concept for our area, is that this exercise we're working on remodeling and restoring the physiology of the muscles.
Lorenzi would like to determine which exercises work best, and he says he'd like to do a larger study, including many more patients doing more focused exercises. Lorenzi's research is published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.